to our blessing from Christ on this beautiful day of January 18th. Now, someone asked, actually sent me an email because I guess I hadn't made myself clear, or perhaps she's joined us later on. The way you go into our Q&A, our Q&A facility where I can open your line is very simple. You press star 6 and then listen for the prompt and press 1. And your name will appear on my monitor. I can open your line and have a really good conversation with you, wonderful conversation with you. We can get our inspirational message started. I always love to start it with conversations because it lets me know where everybody is in the whole field of consciousness, like what's on your heart, what's on your mind, what direction do I turn this? And I see Jean Marie is on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. Yeah, I just wanted to have you put me in the blessing today because here's the deal. I know there's a lot of shifting and changing going on, big paradigm shifts, and I feel like I've got a kind of a tsunami kind of one going on in my being. And I, you know, I'm kind of in the old world and the new, and neither one of them feel like home yet. I mean, the old one I don't want to call home, and the new, I kind of don't know how to be.
I've been there, done that. I could, but you will get through it. That's the good news.
Oh, that is true. I do know that. I mean, there's the part of me, I know.
The worst thing that can happen to anybody today is to be stagnant, clinging to a past that doesn't really work anymore, but not wanting to move because of fear that you might not be happy or well received in the place you're going.
Exactly right. You nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you one thing, and as you know, and I'm not a stranger to shifting and changing, however, it is not very much fun and definitely not comfortable.
No, it can be very uncomfortable. I have to agree with you. And we've even been told by people who do stress studies of just average, ordinary people going through life, doing the things that life brings us. And I'm not talking about a paradigm shift of consciousness here. I'm talking about, you know, activity level existence. That the number two cause of stress is moving. Moving a home, moving a business, moving anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The number one cause is losing a life partner in death.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how high moving is on us. You know, and I think there's a very good reason for it, and that is because we center ourselves in either a field of community or a field of consciousness, and that centering gives us a sense of, well, worth and identity. And the minute we move off point of that, we begin to wonder, well, gee, will I have any friends? Am I worth anything? How will I reestablish myself?
Yeah, it's a little bit of all of that, too. But it just feels like there's everything external, which, you know, I can really get caught up in the external for happiness. It seems like everything is just pushing from the external, making me go inside myself.
Well, we had a conversation, you and I, that probably would relate to everybody on this call. So,
okay.
Thanks for allowing yourself to be vulnerable and open, and we will remember you in our prayers and blessings, and use that as an extension to everyone else going through a similar transition or crisis.
Okay.
So,
thank
happy
you,
Sunday.
Glenda.
It's so nice to talk to you. And Chris Dunn is on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Glenda. Good to
yeah.
talk to you.
Yes,
hi.
How's it going?
Well, I had a kind of a question. This is something that I know that you'd mentioned in some of your webinars before, just about not focusing on the the negative aspects or results of our life, but really focusing on the positive and the good things. And I think I finally made that transition. I just wanted to get a comment or two from you on this is the kind of perspective I'm in at this moment, is that allowing myself, and I've been in self-denial, I guess, for a long time, not letting myself feel good about some of my accomplishments and different things. I've been successful at several things, but I've always had this feeling that to allow myself to feel too good about that was a little bit egoic. And I think I'm discovering that it's not really true, and that I can even recharacterize some of my past events as me just taking on other people's burdens, and that really I'm a good person and okay. And I just wanted,
yes, you are very good. And let me comment. Before you go on, let me comment in sequence to the things you presented. As Yeshua said, the ego is our false self. Now, one of the interesting things about the false self is it will diminish the value of the real self. It will try to introduce comments of derogation or, oh, this isn't good enough, and actually denying your worth could be the most egoic thing you're doing.
Right, right. And I guess coming to that realization that I've been self-depreciating in the past, and it's really not, I mean, I'm not going to go out and announce my successes, et cetera, but I'm allowing myself to feel good about who I've been and what I've done, and it's just kind of changed, it's a little change of perspective instead of working only on the things I perceive as being fears or negative, that I allow myself to focus more on I guess that I've done okay.
Oh, you have done more wonderful things than most people I know. But the important thing is for you to allow yourself to see that. And that
does, was the difficult part.
That you're going to walk around with a lampshade on your head saying, look at me, look at what I've done. You just simply won't do that. That is not how self-worth expresses itself. What I found is that self-worth, when it's genuine, expresses itself with courage, confidence to take on new risk, new ventures, compassion, because you see in others something that you could help make better. It shows itself as happiness. It shows itself as an optimistic orientation to the future. These are the dominant characteristics I see in self-worth. Also, it wants to be even more worthy. Genuine self-worth, as compared to the ego, is the ego, if the ego climbs a mountain, well, that's enough. I'll just brag about it for the rest of my life. Genuine self-worth sees the satisfaction and the worthiness to others of what your accomplishments have done, and you want to accomplish more.
That's perfect. I am noticing an increase in self-worth, you know, and feeling worthy of, well, just associating myself with this fine group. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for being all that you are. We have seen your worth long before you did. And I'm going to open the line for Jerome. Hi, Jerome. I just actually returned a call that you left.
That was so nice of you. And let me tell you what I did. I took the introduction. I read it to my wife, and she said, Jerry, I'll take a second book. And your introduction to the way of the greater life is priceless. It is just tremendous. It's a connection with life. It's affect our consciousness, our choices, our sacred life and spirit. And I just am so grateful for you to be here with all of us, and that we can discover all that we are and everything in heaven and earth together with you. So.
Oh my gosh, Jerome, if you think the introduction lights your fire that much,
oh, it does.
You're going to have a bonfire when you read the whole book. And I'm so excited to have it.
I will. Thank you. Thank you, though, Glenda. Thank you.
And, just call me later, and we'll work over the details of getting that second book to your wife, okay?
That'd be great. Thank you again.
Okay. You bet. You bet. And have a wonderful day and a healing blessing.
Yes, and light, compassion, and love with you always as you are.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, Scott, I just opened your line. Hi.
Hello. Everything Chris just said, that's what I've been working on today.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. In the Soul's Purpose, the chapter in Keys of Yeshua,
mm-hmm.
it mentions about the, you know, self-esteem or loss of the sacred, kind of, you know, gets you into that derogatory thinking. And I've been working on this really cool experience. I've had a good time in dealing with thoughts when they come up, and it's not, you know, helping me. It's not helping my self-esteem in some way, and it's a thought that I just don't want. I've got this really fun exercise.
Oh, good.
And what I do is I put my attention on Christ or up to enlightenment, and
mm-hmm.
then I gather up all that unwanted idea and unworthy thoughts, and I just pulverize it. And it doesn't have to exist anymore. Just send it back to Earth that knows what to do with it. And then I'm free to spend time with worthy thoughts and worthwhile ideas.
You know, what you're doing is absolutely true. I mean, it's brilliant, it's simple, and the truth usually is simple. And the other part you're doing that is excellent is that you're remembering that the universe, and especially the human mind, abhors a vacuum. So once you vaporized all the negative, you need to fill it with something positive. So you're doing all of that, and that is wonderful. This will be successful for you, and you're going to love the new book. You are just going to love it. And I probably should make an announcement. I think we only have 50 more books left. So don't delay. The book is safely in the hands of the printer. They're working on it. They're going to have it in press real soon. They promise that it will be finished printing by the 26th and shipping to me. So I would estimate that all of you will have your books in the first or second week at the latest of February. Consider it your Valentine's present from me and from you to you, because it's a love letter from Christ, from me, from your Holy Creator, to you being all that you can be and knowing who you are above and beyond whatever the world may have told you. So, I see Wayne Powell's on the line. Hi, Wayne.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Glenda, congratulations on your new book.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my copy. So, I'm looking in Love Without End, and I had a great meditation this morning that I love the way that Yeshua assigns the Trinity to, I'm reading from page 66 in the hard copy, the soul is crying for a reality experience which only physical life can give to it. The body is crying for an immortality experience which only the soul can give to it. As you permit this union to fulfill itself, you will directly know what it feels like to be the love that you are. That was my meditation this morning, and I just love this application of the Trinity.
Oh, I do too. I love that passage. It's one of my favorites, actually, because I think so often we get tired of the world and we say, oh, my Lord, oh, my God, why did I ever get born? If I'm an eternal soul, why do I need to go through the little red schoolhouse called Earth and have all these hard knocks? Well, very simple thing is, not only does it give us an opportunity to learn compassion toward others, but compassion for our physical self.
Mm-hmm.
I think extended message in Yeshua's commandment to love others as yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that extended message is have learned to have this level of compassion for your physical self.
Mm-hmm.
And then love others as you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's truly a marriage, and I really felt that in my body today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh my gosh, thanks for all the wisdom you impart on the world. Blessings.
It's my privilege. And of course, it's my privilege to be connected to the one who imparts it to me.
Indeed. So, I want one of those signed copies. I'm going to get a hold of you this week.
Oh, well, you better hurry. Just go on the website. You'll see it in the book category. It's there.
Okay. One last question. What does it involve? This may need a private conversation with you, but what is it involved to become a priest?
I probably should. You're qualified to apply. Just send me an email, and we'll set up a time to talk. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you again for your new book.
Much love.
All right. Aloha.
Yeah. And let's see, we are going on and on. Oh, my gosh. I have not heard from Nancy French in ages. Hi, my dear.
Hello. I thought it was high time that I got back on the call.
Yes, it is high time. That, for the rest of you, that's a private joke because Nancy was one of the original readers of Love Without End as I was writing it. And, of course, none of them were original Texans. Some of them had migrated to Texas, as Nancy had. But I used high time so many times in the book, you'd think I had Roy Rogers work with me on it. And so it was like one of those little in jokes.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, get on your horse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations.
The text kept showing up.
Congratulations. New congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how's the weather? Wonderful?
It is wonderful today. We get the outer fringes of when you have horrible weather up where you are.
No, right now it's not. We've had our heat wave. It's in the high 30s, low 40s.
Ooh.
Yeah. But January thaw.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, congratulations to you then.
Yeah, same to you. We're back and forth.
Yes. Is there anything you wanted to say to the conference today?
Nope, I just got a good landline phone, so I thought I'd tune in.
Oh, great. It's so great to have you, Nancy. I'm glad you're here. And I'm going to take another couple of calls. Lorraine, hi.
Hi, Glenda. I appreciate everyone's words and sharings. And mine is directly related to the blessing. Last week, Sunday's blessing.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to share this, especially for the benefit of maybe folks who are on the line for the first time, because I'm a blessing giver, along with so many others on the call. And last week, as I joined you in giving the blessing, and then I set to integrate afterwards, I'd noticed earlier in the day I had a lot of discomfort in one of my shoulders. And
mm-hmm.
I kept thinking, oh, my, did I injure myself? And, you know, just being mindful. And as I was integrating the blessing, I felt all of this heat in that quadrant of my body, the whole big shoulder area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was gone. The pain was completely gone. So that was, you know, usually I feel a lot of love and peace. And like you said with the blessing, who knows what's really happening in each moment.
Exactly.
But I just wanted to share that. It was so clear to me that was exactly what happened there.
Thank you so much, Lorraine. And you know, everybody, it helps to share what you get from the blessing because other people may have had similar experiences, but they didn't quite focus on it or identify it. And now, Lorraine, other people may say, well, you know, I had a similar experience. It wasn't heat, but it's like all of a sudden I was sitting up straighter or my headache was gone or something. And I want to remind everybody that when Yeshua created the miracles, long ago as he walks on the streets of Jerusalem and other places in Judea. He performed the miracles, or called forth the miracles, maybe that would be a better phrase, not so much for the specific value of the miracle, although he did have compassion for many, many, many people that he healed. As the book of John said, if all the stories of the works of Christ on this earth were written down, there would not be enough books in this world to hold them. So he obviously did more miracles than we even know about, but he was always using them to illustrate something greater. And that is that we live in a universe that is at all times potentially miraculous. When we touch the Holy Spirit, when we align ourselves to our own higher consciousness and participate in the higher spiritual consciousness of this universe, we are made whole as a person. And that wholeness will find its way into all the nooks and crannies of our being that need attention. And just like with Lorraine, it was about a shoulder that needed some attention. But it might be something else with others of you that need help, attention, comfort. As Jean Marie needs more sense of relocation into a new way of being and living as she moves forward in life. And for sometimes what we need is very intangible. Sometimes it's very physical. Sometimes it's financial. And many times the results of the blessing address those physical or specific needs. But what you can always count on is that it will enrich the soul, the living soul of your life, with more spirit, more connection with God, more connection with the Holy Spirit, more life force. It's just like a rain on parched earth. You don't know what seeds will sprout first, but all you need is rain and sunshine. And the blessing brings the rain and the sunshine that allows the grasses to turn green again, the seeds to sprout, the trees to grow a little taller, and the habitat that it provides for little animals will now be fed and nurtured. So if you use the analogy of rain and sun, a little bit of rain, a little bit of sun works miracles. Well, that's what you're getting in a Christ blessing. You're getting the light of Christ, the light of God, that's the sun. You're getting the nourishing life energy of the Holy Spirit, that's the rain. And it will nurture your whole being, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And then what comes of that is sometimes a process. Sometimes it's specifically dramatic. And that varies from person to person, from time to time. It certainly does with me. And, of course, the blessings began years ago. Let's see, this May, we will be celebrating our 5th anniversary of the blessings that Christ began to bring to me to help me endure the pain of a hip that needed replacing before I could get to surgery. Every day he would come, every day the pain would be gone. Now, he didn't change my need for surgery. It's not sometimes, you see, the Holy Spirit and God and nature need assistance from procedures that we provide to one another. You know, we are not invited to be in spirit in order to disconnect from our community of fellow beings who were here to love and serve us with all the things they've learned how to provide for us. Actually, we are building a network of greater ability, a network of greater community, hopefully greater civilized behavior, more love, more understanding, more knowledge, and more ability to care for one another. And the miracles of the blessings are not directed toward healing us or enriching us so that we can now step outside that network and not be part of it. You see, I got a little bit of everything. I got the blessings of Christ every day before and after surgery. I got the blessings of my surgeon. I got to experience this amazing procedure that is helping so many people get back to living normal lives that wouldn't have been able to do that 40, 50 years ago. It's a wonderful advancement in technology that wasn't available for my parents or grandparents. And so I was able to receive the blessings on all kinds of levels, not to mention the greatest blessing of all, and that is shortly before my surgery, actually, I asked him, can we offer this to other people? And that was the beginning of a whole new paradigm of loving and joining and connecting with our fellow, with my fellow man, my friends, my family, and now we have a community of blessing givers. And you see, God lets us retain certain elements of our challenge because those elements of challenge become the fuel for our growth. And the fuel for our connection to other people who either need our help, our compassion, or our information if we've learned something. And so I don't see a miracle as something that comes and you're going to get $1 million in the mail and you never have to work again. You never have to think about money again. You can go live on a desert island. That's not what miracles are about. Miracles are about removing our lack of faith and removing all of the mental, spiritual, and emotional obstacles we have to being the greater self that we are, that just simply knows how to heal, that simply knows how to be better, that simply knows how to enjoy a greater connection with God, with the Holy Spirit. And all that you are. And that brings us, we've got one more minute left before our blessing, and I'm going to open the line quickly to Mara. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Glenda. I think the best thing for me to do would be send you an email because it's about ordering your book. I've tried to do it, and I haven't been able to manage it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yes, send me your phone number in an email, and I'll call you.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for all your wisdoms. It's wonderful.
You're so welcome, Mara. And everybody else, don't forget, this is probably the last week the book will be available in a signed form. And some people have asked me about that, and it's not that I would not be willing to sign future books. It's that our books normally ship out from the warehouse, which is where they go directly from the printer. And it is a big deal for me to have 300 books shipped here so that I can go through all of them and sign them. That's what the big deal is. The book will be available, hopefully, from now on through the rest of my life and beyond. So we're not running out of books. It's that I have arranged and made an arrangement with our printer to expedite as quickly as possible 300 books to be shipped here so that I can work through that. And also, when you make your order online, if you want them personally inscribed, like tomorrow, for all the love that you are, Glenda, yes, if you want them personally inscribed, there's a place on the order form where you can play, where you can ask for that. Otherwise, I will probably sign them. Best wishes or love or something like that. I'll probably vary it. Glenda Green. And that's so you have the option of giving it as a present. So I won't make the inscription limited to just one person unless you ask for it. And if you ordered and forgot to ask for it, you can send me an email at questions@lovewithoutend.com and say, oops, just put oops in the subject line, and then tell me how you would like your book inscribed, okay? And hopefully that will take care of that. And Desmond, I'm so sorry we didn't get to your call, but join us next week, as I know you do, and I'll take you first of all. But we do need to get on with our blessing today. Now, for those of you who are new, the blessing is very simple. You will participate through openness, faith, and your own personal prayer. And that's really all you do other than to sit. Just sit comfortably in a chair with all your body parts uncrossed. Don't even cross your eyes. I never thought about that before until we recently adopted a little stray kitten who's cross-eyed. So that was just a little joke. I didn't mean to interrupt your sacred moment with that, but I think humor is usually loving in most ways. Just sit, be comfortable, allow your attention to fall into your heart. Be quiet, look for your connection with God, with Christ. Be ready to receive the blessings. I will pray an invocation to Yeshua in which I thank him for the work he is doing for us. As soon as that is finished, the blessing givers will join me in conveying the energy that is especially, it's a frequency that is intended for a human receiver and especially you as a receiver. It's already there, being sent to you, being provided for you, but we have a hard time tuning in because of the distractions of the world. And this allows you to receive a more potent form of it more directly. And what will attract it are your prayers. Pray in any way that feels comfortable to you. Pray for whatever you need, whatever it may be. Or just pray in silence, knowing that your connection with God is the prayer. Let us begin. Dear Yeshua, we are humbled to be in your presence. We feel your love for all of us, and we love you dearly. We are so grateful to be able to exchange with you in this mighty love and to receive the Holy Spirit as you have released it into the world and into our lives for our nourishment, our counseling, our upliftment, our enlightenment, and our growth. We know that you are with us always, and we are especially thankful at this moment that you are here to receive our request and conduct the Holy Spirit into our lives and hearts and beings to do its work as it knows exactly what is needed. We thank you for all of your gifts to humanity. And we pray that you be with each one, each human person, each life form on this earth now, to give it the courage to rejoice in all that it can be, to reach for the light of its being, for the light of God, for the love of your being, for the love of God. We ask that we be joined in one great prayer, in one great love, in one great service to God as the children of God. Amen. The energy conveyance is complete. Now, go and rest. Just lie down and don't think. Don't continue your prayer even. Just be quiet and silent, open to receive, almost as if you were asleep. And it's okay if you fall asleep. The Holy Spirit will do its work so that you can receive, integrate, and assimilate all the blessings that Christ has given you. Know that you are very loved and that God is with you. I look forward to being with you again next week. And thanks so much for joining us and being part of our community. Bye-bye for now.